JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, Kingston designated as a creative music city by UNESCO, and later our glimpse of Christmas segment and a Yuletide tip. Let's go Roundabout JA. Kingston has been designated a creative city of music by the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO. The announcement was made recently by UNESCO Director General Irina Bokova, who noted that the capital was added to the list of 10 creative music cities designated this year. The process was initiated by the Ministry's Entertainment Advisory Board in 2013 and was aimed at ensuring that Kingston becomes a member of the UNESCO Creative Cities Network, which focuses on resuscitating the economic viability of cities through arts, culture, and community. The Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation, KSAC, then set out to make the dream a reality and played a pivotal role in facilitating the successful submission of a formal application to the UNESCO. The detailed application was submitted on July 15 after several consultations spearheaded by the Entertainment Advisory Board and the KSAC with partners such as the Planning Institute of Jamaica, the Tourism Enhancement Fund, Urban Development Corporation, University of the West Indies, Edna Manley College of the Visual and Performing Arts, and the Institute of Jamaica. State Minister for Tourism and Entertainment, Damien Crawford, has welcomed the designation, noting that this will help to boost efforts to position Kingston as a cultural city and enhance the appeal of Jamaica to travelers with a special interest in culture. UNESCO's Creative Cities Program was started in 2004 as an initiative to unite cities across the globe through their creative industries. Other cities recognized as creative cities of music include Tongyeong in the Republic of Korea, Varanasi in India, Adelaide in Australia, Idania Nova in Portugal, Katowice in Poland, Salvador in Brazil, Kinshasa in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Liverpool in the United Kingdom, and Medellin, Colombia.
The beach full of dead fish. What caused this?
It was an awful smell. We couldn't breathe. Who is responsible?
For harmful pollution incidents impacting the environment, the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, investigates to identify the cause, holds the perpetrators accountable, and monitors the cleanup to restore the environment. NEPA, managing and protecting Jamaica's land, wood, and water.
Under Vision 2030, Jamaica's National Development Plan, work is underway to ensure that by 2030, all Jamaicans will be living in well-constructed dwellings that are safe and affordable. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. Time now for a glimpse of Christmas.
My favorite glimpse of Christmas was about 5 years ago when in November, I remember mom putting some fruits to soak. This time she had asked me to bake the Christmas cake. I was start to watch her and see what she'd do. But this time she said, you are gonna make the cake. I remember I put the flour and mix it up. I put the egg, I put the water. I think I even put milk in it this time because I said, I saw it going, like I want to get sweet and thing. I put sugar, I put the milk and I stir it. It didn't come out so good because the recipe wasn't so good, but it had this raw scent. It said it was the egg. I was supposed to throw lime to get rid of the raw scent. When she come and look at it, she said, no man, I must throw some lime in it. And she did something to it to make it perfect, as she always do. But in the end, I think I may get the credit because I say I made the most of the work.
Here now is a tip for the season. This season, no one wants to spend the holidays in the emergency room. So, keep a watchful eye on your children when they're eating and playing. Keep potentially dangerous toys, food, drink, choking hazards, and other objects out of their reach. That reminder was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. I'm Vanessa Silvera. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. Until then, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.